Moving on, I want to quickly go through some other areas. You can spend time on your own privately investigating them in full. But in the essence of using our time together to the maximum, I just want to touch on these. And you may want to take a pen and paper and make notes about, oh, I'd like to investigate that for myself or this one. And that way, you'll be able to check it out in whatever depth you want to. Sound has a profound effect on us. As we said, there's a flip side to everything. It can be healing. It can be harmful. If you think about what's coming through our media, we have music that to some of us feels very harmful or really gets us depressed or we get anxious and crazy. Some of the things that our children enjoy really upsets us. And then some of the things that we enjoy or that resonate with us, they find, ugh. I had a really darling little boy get in my car with me one day, and I have a classical music on the radio. And he got in, and he's like, what is that you're listening to? So it was what's comfortable for me, but it was totally unfamiliar to him. And you may want to investigate this and using your charts and see the levels of things. Investigate, say, the music your children are listening to, how it affects them. Because it's on a unique basis. For each person, it's different. And that's why with dowsing, you can customize everything. How is this affecting me? Or how is this affecting my child? You don't have to just take the general rule because there's a differentiation. We all don't fit this general little mold. So with this, you can customize and determine exactly what's happening to you. And then you'll know where to make the corrections. So check about music. Even things about the spoken word. If someone is screaming and yelling and cussing, it has one effect. If someone is speaking loving, soothing words, it has another effect. Same thing with our thoughts. How does it make you feel if you're thinking, just thinking the word, and you can even test this on your charts, hate, anxiety, disgust, that sort of thing. And then say, love, light, beauty, creativity, wisdom, joy. You can even feel it in your energy when you say these things. Now, it's optimum to get it to where you're like the screen door. The breeze blows through. You want to not have that sense of everything that's a stimulus in your environment is jerking you around. So that's where with your dowsing, you can clear the things, you're able to identify them. And when you notice them, the reason I'm saying these various areas for you to check into, check for yourself and see what areas are affecting me. And then you can use our dowsing process to go in and address them and take care of them. While I'm on the area of sound, ancient peoples have used this for a long time. There's gongs, there's the church bell, there's drums and rattles used by the shaman. They know how to use the beat of the drum or the rattle to induce that state of higher consciousness or the trance state or to tap into the divine database. They're going through the process of using these sounds to get there. Isn't it wonderful that we can access it instantly when we need to with our dowsing? The Japanese Dr. Emoto did a study about water and about the energy. And in this book that was published of his studies, it showed pictures of water under a microscope and the crystalline structure of the water. And what he did was he used spoken word in various languages, and he also used written word. They would use written word and stick it on the bottle or the container. They would check with the microscope what the water looked like structurally before and after. And then he published in his book, the photographs. And it was really awesome to see how word in writing or in speaking or even in thought changes the molecular structure of the water. So when we change the way we're thinking, speaking, acting, it will change the structure of ourselves and everything around us. The high frequency energies of love, light, joy that appeared as a snowflake structurally in the water were also in orderly configurations, as well as they were infused with brilliant, beautiful color. There would be the white and the gold, But then there's all these other beautiful colors, sparkles of it surrounding it. So it was almost like a fairyland of delight to look at these structures. In contrast, looking at the ones with the low frequency, the words of hate, jealousy, anger, or the thoughts that were of low frequency, not only did it look smoggy, gray, dark, or even black, but the organization of the patterns was chaotic. To me, that reinforced that the low frequency energies create chaos or separation and disharmony, and the high frequency energies create oneness and unity and love and light. It's reflected from the smallest level to the highest level, as above, so below, and vice versa.